Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
It's very Robin.
It is good. It's very. Yes! You are really trying to have a white boy summer over here.
What is one thing that always makes you smile?
This guy.
You.
It makes me want to throw up.
It's like old times, right?
Yes, it does. We're just missing the STD.
She thought that was going to hit.
My ex is a great guy and I care about him deeply, but I'm pretty sure we're actually second cousins.
This has happened more than people want to acknowledge.
The texture of the popcorn in this salad is so weirdly good. I just can't get enough of it.
She needs to be arrested.
Slide into bed with us starting right now.
Pop, it's gonna be a fun one because Hunter is here.
Do you get nervous talking about me? Do you get a little nervous? Do you feel the flutter in your heart, the butterflies in your stomach?
I feel the something bubbling.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if it's what you want it to be. James Davis is back.
Yeah.
Looking all bright and lovely.
Yeah, you know, I went with the red look today.
I like it. I like the red.
Thank you.
Like, I can't take it with you and the necklace and the rings and the shirt. It's a lot right now.
It's very Robin Thicke.
It's
very.
Yes,
give
it
me
is.
Like,
somebody fly.
You
and
are
Paula
really
Patton.
Trying to have a white boy summer over here.
Give
it's
me
a
like
lot.
The good young Robin Thicke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be Robin Thicke
you
now.
You are ready for your summer, boy.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, all right, so Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers are very much in love, and people think it might be a little too much. All right, so in case you needed any more proof, they recently took a trip to Disney World, and they took part in Mouse Steps interview.
What is one thing that always makes you smile?
This guy.
You.
Oh, you're so cute, baby.
Yeah,
how do you unwind smile. After a long day?
I like a bath, maybe a good glass of wine.
I was gonna say cuddle time, but since she went with her own thing, I'm gonna say Jeopardy and a glass of scotch.
Oh, they're cute. Dude, does this melt your cold heart, Hunter?
Oh, it makes me want to throw up. It's so simpy.
So?
It's not cute. It's just like, I just don't think these relationships last because they lose their independence.
Because they love each other.
No, because they don't have any independence. He literally said, okay, well, now that I know I don't have to say something about you, I'm going to have my own answer. It's like, have your own answer, dude. Do your own thing.
You are such a single young man. It's not even funny. Like, you clearly are not ready for any type of relationship.
I'm very romantic in a relationship.
Sure.
But I'm not going, what makes me happy in the morning? Her. What makes me smile? Her. What
You've
makes me do this?
You've been pretty cheesy on this set
Her.
Before.
Show me the proof.
We got some proof.
No, I don't want to watch this episode later and be like, they found it.
James, are you like this in a relationship?
I mean, I am a fan of cuddle time, but I've never called it cuddle time.
Yes.
In an interview at Disney World.
But if you're gonna be cheesy, isn't Disney World the place to be cheesy?
Yeah. And I mean, they were just really happy. And I think I'm just, you know, used to toxic relationships. I'm like, dang, so that's how it is.
Yeah.
And it's healthy.
What do you call cuddle time?
Before sex time.
It's pre and post time. That's what it is.
Oh, you're so cute, baby.
Yeah. I like Shailene. I like Aaron. I just don't love when couples are this ooey gooey over each other.
Yeah, I guess it's good that we're not in a relationship then, because they seem happy.
Yeah, well.
Someone who isn't happy, though. Tiffany
me.
Haddish.
Oh.
It's not all about you. She's not happy right now. She recently went on a 15-minute rant on her IG Live about her broken VR headset.
I gotta get my glasses. I gotta get my and they broke. Look at this. I don't know if somebody done sent a spell to my glasses. Could have been him. Babe, you sure you didn't touch my glasses? Did you touch my Oculus? I'm leaving. He broke my Oculus. I know he did. If he didn't do it, the housekeeper did. Somebody did it.
I mean, I've been there where I'm like, I know I didn't leave this here broken. Like, who touched my often?
Yeah. It's a feeling. And then you kind of want to blame your partner because it's the only other person in the house. But you're like, this is not going to go well for me if she doesn't say yes immediately.
Have you guys ever, like, accused somebody of breaking something or losing something and you find out later it was you?
I mean, yeah.
1,000%.
I'm always the last suspect in something that's been lost.
Yes.
Around.
I definitely will be like, somebody stole it. And then it's like, no, I just folded it and put it up.
I'll be walking around with my sunglasses on the top of my head, and I'll look at somebody and be like, you mother piece of where are my glasses?
But see, I have a friend who always thinks somebody stole her stuff. And it's like, you know you lost it. You'd be losing stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, she goes down the rabbit hole like, now I'm gonna have to get another one and then bank account. And it's like,
you
lost it. No one stole it.
Yeah.
In your car.
But you know, usually spouses are the first suspect. Common probably did break her headset. Let's be honest.
He's got a big head, you know? He probably tried to fit it around that dome.
If we play a mystery here, whose head would have done that?
He tried to slip it on and the thing just went.
All right, guys, let's talk about for the third year in a row, a toddler's birthday party is way better than ours because Chloe's baby girl, True, turned 3 and she turned up for her celebration.
True's birthday party. Of course, the princesses. Oh my
goodness. Happy birthday, True.
Just for cousins only, but we still have to decorate.
Okay, interesting. So do we think that the sisters are trying to outdo each other with the parties?
They're not trying to outdo just the sisters, but all the mamas out there.
Yeah.
They're like, this is how the Kardashian Jenners do it. Like, look at the money.
I just have to say, the best birthday, I've been, you know, obviously we've been in LA, we're in LA, we've been invited to a lot of amazing events, but the best parties to me are the hood parties with the sheet cake, with the kids just running around acting crazy, like the little games, like in the yard and like, you know, the neighbor kids coming from across the street. Like, to me, like, that shaped my childhood. I would hate to not have that. And I think when you are, you know, 3 years old and you're having something this extravagant, I don't know where you go from there.
That party was missing the drunk uncle.
Yes! Yeah! It's just, and to me, those shape you, your personality. Like, it shapes your interaction, how you meet people. Like, you know, it just, sometimes you go to these type of parties and they're a little stiff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, stiff.
It's a little stiff. It's a little, you know, it's missing a little soul, in my opinion.
Yeah, when you color coordinate your clothes with the balloons, no one's having fun.
But that's what you imagine, though, when you, especially when you don't have money, like, this is what I'm going to do for my kid, you know, when they get older. But then you see it and you're like,
And they're not going to remember this.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Get them the best candy and popsicles. Yeah. It would have the same effect.
What's the earliest birthday you remember?
I've lived a hard life. 15?
15?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, I think mine was like maybe 5.
Really?
Yeah, I can remember those.
Oh my God.
Bits and pieces.
I can't remember anything before like 10 years old, probably. Oh,
you said like 12. Okay, like more middle school, late elementary.
And that's because boys don't pay attention to so y'all don't pay attention to detail at all.
No.
So you can definitely give a boy any kind of party. Let's move on. And let's talk about American Idol because Paula Abdul returned to the judges' table. She is filling in for Luke Bryan. But it didn't take her long to have her first awkward moment. She made a joke about Simon that didn't go over well.
Randy Jackson, how are you, buddy?
I am so good, Miss Paula Abdul. It feels like old times, right?
Yes, it does. We're just missing the STD.
Listen.
The what?
You're up there.
Super talented. Super talented.
Understood. Okay, got it.
Exactly.
Understood. Listen,
what? The super talented debonair.
What was she thinking about?
She thought that was going to hit. Like, she really thought that, like, people felt her with that pain. I can't wait for the Netflix behind-the-scenes documentary because obviously there was some beef going on.
Yeah,
I mean, they have that, like, that playful relationship, sarcastic, like, you know. But it doesn't hit as much when the person isn't there.
Like
they need to be there, otherwise it just looks mean.
Yeah, exactly. They have to be there to at least defend themselves.
Right.
Which Simon, of course, would have. Also, Why does Randy Jackson look like he's got like Benjamin Button disease? Like he just keeps getting younger and younger and like, he looks so small. He looks like a kid.
Black don't crack.
That's cute.
Also, it is a weird angle though, no?
It's an like, odd angle. He looks like he's 15 with Randy Jackson's face.
Why did they just have him come there?
It looks like he's holding a selfie stick.
Yeah, it's just like how, I don't know how I would feel about that. Like I've been on the show, I've like this iconic trio and y'all gonna FaceTime me? Like y'all can't just have me come in. I can do a COVID test and come into the studio and just, why can't I do that?
Oh, what an iconic trio,
though. Really was. It hasn't been the best since, but, you know, all right. She called him an STD. He's been called worse, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure.
All right, guys, we got to take a break, but coming up, a Dirty Dancing nightmare, plus the world's worst driver will have you yelling at your TV. Hail to the no-no is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So spring is here and people are acting absolutely wild. So it is time for Hail to the No-No.
No.
Okay, on Below Deck Selling Yacht, there is a love triangle that is developing between Sydney, Gary, and Allie. So here is the lowdown. Sydney likes Gary. Allie likes Gary too. But then Gary kind of likes Allie better. So after a night of drinking and skinny dipping, Sydney and Allie, they talk it out like two mature adults.
Well, we flirt and there's a chemistry there. And then I'll be like, I really, really, really that sounded really bad. What I'm saying is, like, do you like him? I didn't realize you liked him that much.
No, and I feel really bad.
No, it's not like I want to like him, but I do. It's totally your thing. I didn't realize that you liked him as much as you do. I'm so sorry if I've like made you feel uncomfortable. I totally get it. I love you so much.
Had a lot of these types of conversations.
Have you?
I mean, you know, yeah, when you're drunk, you have stupid ass conversations.
Were they drunk?
I mean, it could have like we've seen people on reality shows drunk and it goes a way different direction. I felt like this was not too bad.
That was sweet. That was very nice.
They could have pushed each other off the whole boat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it could have ended badly. Also, I love that he was not a part of this conversation at all. Like his opinion did not matter. Like they were gonna figure out who was gonna get him and it wasn't gonna be him.
Yeah, I'm looking at him in this middle photo right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it.
You don't see why they would like him?
He looks like he's won the last 5 CrossFit competitions.
Yeah, he's got like the little man bun and everything. Maybe.
You know, he's an attractive guy. Maybe he has some good swag.
But when you're stuck on a boat and
that's
like
true.
People get hotter.
Yeah, I agree about the boat thing though. Specifically, yeah. I went on cruise ships when I was a kid, and you'd get the first day on the cruise, you'd see a girl walking around, and you'd be like, not my type. Last day of the cruise, you're like, how the that supermodel get on this ship and it's the same girl.
She's just boat fine.
She's boat fine.
Boat fine. Oh my gosh, this must be related to boat culture.
It is.
All right, you guys, we got to move on because there was a woman inspiring us to do a major background check on our partners. Now she says her boyfriend got her one of those DNA history tests as a fun gift, but when they got the results, it's a pretty shocking discovery.
So the site said that we are most likely third cousins, meaning we share a set of great-great-grandparents. However, I was able to do a bit of research into my biological father's side of the family. I'm pretty sure we're actually second cousins. My ex is a great guy and I care about him deeply, but yeah.
Okay, I feel like this has happened more than people want to acknowledge. Like
yeah.
this has had to have happened a lot more.
We're all related in some way.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like we all came from one or two, you know, fish that got a little greedy and wanted to go on land. So
would you guys have ended your relationship if you were third cousins with your partner?
That means you share a great great grandfather?
Yeah, I think yeah, it's like yeah, great great grandparents.
I couldn't do it. Not great great.
You need one more great?
I need one more great.
Great, great, great.
Yeah, I need 3 greats.
I would still start a relationship with someone who is a third cousin.
You would still be with them?
Yeah.
For real?
They told me, and then Yeah, why not? You know, it's like royal families a little bit. They all date their cousins.
Yeah, but
creating a lineage.
This ain't royal families. This is somebody in Van Nuys.
I just can't be sharing family reunions. You know?
Yeah,
it's like we show up. We both got the same big mama. That's the
stuff. Yeah, it's a little tricky for you, girl. I think once I knew, now it's like a whole mental thing. As long as we don't have anything that I can personally trace, like. That's your Auntie Shirley too? Yeah. If it's not like that close, I'ma just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We guys, let's finally brace yourself for some parallel parking drama. This video went viral while this woman struggled to park her car. This is one of my favorite videos right now. It doesn't end how you think.
There's no way.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Why?
Just get in your car and give her more room.
Why instead of directing her, didn't the girl just say, hey, I'm leaving?
Because some people just like to be heroes, you know?
But she really couldn't parallel park. Like that.
The worst form I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
We've all been there when there's like a tight spot and then there's like three cars lined up behind you and all of a sudden you're like, how the does this steering
it's
wheel
the
work?
It's the pressure to me that makes the parallel parking.
My car parallel parks itself. It's
does
got
it?
That feature, yeah.
Oh,
and
nice.
I use that
flex.
All the time.
Are you a good parallel parker, James?
Honestly, I'm kind of, but this is really my spirituality comes into play with parking. I be driving, I'm like, God, hit me with a parking
space. Oh, okay, the parking gods.
And he blesses me with spaces.
Every time.
I know God got me, yeah. You know?
Go to Venice Beach on a Sunday and tell me how helpful those parking gods are. I'll tell you right now, parking gods are gonna be like, it's $25.
Oh, on a Sunday? Let me tell you.
Oh, man, we got to take another break. But coming up, a salad has the internet completely pissed off. Plus, spoiling your pets may have gone just a little too far. DIY or die is next.
Ooh. Wow, cool intro shot you saw.
Okay. All right, welcome back. People do some crazy with their free time, but are any of these hacks actually useful? So let's play DIY or die. First up, people are losing it over a video posted by the Food Network, I Am People. Chef's salad went viral for all of the wrong reasons.
The texture of the popcorn in this salad is so weirdly good. I just can't get enough of it. I'll dump this into my serving bowl. I'll just pile it in. This is gonna look so fun on the table. And then to finish it, I'll top it with my reserved celery leaves and a pile of watercress. See, it looks like you're gonna get a salad, but you look underneath and you see a pile of popcorn.
I'm so disgusted by this lady, and I know I'm sure she's a lovely person in real life, but I wanted to hurt her watching this. Like, she was so happy to make something so disgusting. The sauce is mayonnaise. It's not a dressing. It's not like she took this amazing dressing and mixed it. You took nasty ass mayonnaise and put it in a bowl, and she put a couple pieces, she put some salt and pepper, and then put popcorn in it and tossed it, and then put carrots in there. Like, she needs to be arrested. She's gotta go to jail. Like, you put popcorn and mayonnaise, and then you put some watercress on this thing?
First of all, how you mess up popcorn? It's so simple.
It's so easy.
Butter. Or like really good butter.
Popcorn doused in mayonnaise? That's what we doing?
Well, mayonnaise is kind of the ultimate ingredient in my opinion.
Oh.
There's nothing that mayonnaise doesn't make better. Am I right?
Who are you talking to?
Oh. Oh, I'm a mayonnaise hater. I think it's
Nina
disgusting.
Nina hates mayonnaise.
I don't know why it exists. It's the worst thing. All right, next up, a woman's strange beauty hack is racking up a lot of views. She spent a year collecting her fallen hair to make extensions. This is nasty. This is so disgusting.
If that was my girlfriend, I'd leave her.
Immediately. Would you rather use her hair extensions?
Use her hair extensions. I'm not eating the mayonnaise.
Okay.
I already know what you're going to do. I'll put them in my hair, on my eyebrows, right on my chest. I'm not eating the mayonnaise. No.
That was my question.
That's weird.
Out of all the hobbies, all of them.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, I just don't get it.
But it is interesting because I think like if I was with a girl on a date and maybe ran her hand through my hair, she goes, you're never going to believe this.
It's normalized because you can go in the store and buy it. You're like, this is normal.
But when you're taping it on cabinets.
Picking it out of the sink.
Come on.
I wonder if she goes to the plumber and goes, I de-clog the drain, but don't throw anything
away. Oh, my God. So disgusting. All right. Finally, y'all know I love my nails. Not so much today. I broke one. Been trying to hide it the whole show.
Let's see it. Let's see
no.
It.
No.
It's going to be a dip in your ratings.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, all right. There's this lady. She's doing a little much. Her name is Maritza. She's a nail artist who makes sets of press-on nails for people. But she decided to go ahead and make them for her dog, Coco. Why do we see the dog's face? Because you know that dog was fed up.
That dog was probably like, get this off of me.
Yeah. I have the paws look like it belongs to like a character in one of the scary movie films.
Oh my God. This is a mess.
It actually makes her look better though. Those ones are rough because they look like
those
decrepit.
Are a little rough. Yeah, look, oh my God. What is she doing to this poor dog?
A little French tip, is that what that's called?
Yes, that is a French tip.
Wow. Who had a girlfriend for a while? This guy.
You just got a dog. Would you do this to your pup?
No, she's got nails already that already scratch me. She loves, if I'm like stretching or rolling or working out on the ground, she will lay on top and like a cat, she starts kneading
God.
My chest.
Oh, yeah, you got to file those a little bit.
Oh,
round them out.
I'm not going to put nails on her.
Dogs like to chase and like run up on people. Like that's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Like that looks uncomfortable.
This is a smaller dog. Maybe this dog is fine with it.
Open
she
up.
Does very good nails though, girl. Call me, I need your help right now, okay?
Yes.
All right, we are out of time. Y'all come back tomorrow. Nailed It and Wipeout star Nicole Byer is joining
yes.
us.
Nice.
Set your DVR so you don't miss a thing. Bye.
Bye.